Before you get started, Mike,
yeah.
two quick announcements we forgot. Number one is the offering today is for life cycles. And number two, the men are not having Bible study this week, but we will be having Bible study July 22nd. If you'd like to join us, let one of the men know that attends. I think all the elders do, and Claire and Chuck and Justin and Dave. We'll make sure you have a book for the 22nd.
Thank you for giving to Life Cycles. We all have our different ministries that God's called us to, and each one's important. And so we keep preaching the word, and every Tuesday and every Thursday I lead devotions at Life Cycles and make sure there's the word in it every time. Because although Mike's words might not always hit home, the word never fails. And so, yeah, thank you for that. So, we're celebrating. It's, there we go. 250 years. How many were at a picnic yesterday? A couple. Chuck tried to see the fireworks last night, but got rained out, and Lettuce got rained out. And I know America has its issues. Both our nation and our leaders need our prayers. And yet, it's still the greatest country on the earth, and there's no place I'd rather live than in our nation, United States of America. And we often take our freedoms for granted, don't we? We really do. I mean, when you listen to the Bataan, wow. We can meet here this morning without any threat of persecution or any repercussions of any kind. What an amazing blessing. So recall with me, what are some of our freedoms that we've been given here in this nation? That's one, freedom of religion. We are free to just worship the Lord. What else?
Freedom to question.
It's true. Which includes freedom of
speech.
I mean, that alone. You say the wrong thing in a lot of countries, that's it. You're done. Yeah. Freedom of the press.
To move around.
Yeah.
From one place to the other.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
We have the freedom to protest. It's not something I do, but freedom to vote. Freedom to bear arms. We can actually have a gun.
Or not.
We're not. Right. But we've been blessed with a lot of freedoms. Yet, freedom is not free. It came at a great price, didn't it? Men and women sacrificed much to gain our freedom and protect our freedom over the last 250 years. I mean, we go to the Rehoboth Beach to the shore. And every time we drive down, we go underneath this bypass. It always makes me think, all gave some gave all. And this is Dover Air Force Base. And any American service member that gets killed around the world is sent to Dover. That's where they go first. Then when they come back to American soil, it's Dover that they come to. And so it's a sobering thing. This is a cemetery at Normandy, France. There's a lot of things on TV about Tom Hanks is doing this thing about World War II, and it's just sobering the price of freedom that many paid.
Aww.
Yeah. And, you know, this is going to be my freedom story. Jesus There are many people in America who are not free. They are slaves, slaves to sin. John 8:34, Jesus said, very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. And that's why Jesus came, so we could be forgiven, we could be free, and have an intimate relationship with the Father. What a beautiful thing. And he paid the ultimate price. We talk about servicemen paying the ultimate price, but Jesus paid the ultimate price on the cross, and the third day rose again victorious for our freedom, spiritually, from sin, death, and hell. Praise God. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So here's my freedom story. I was 25 years old. I'd gone to church my whole life. I was a confirmed member of the church I was attending, but I didn't have Jesus in my heart. I was not born again. I was just a churchgoer. I think there's a lot of those out there, different places. And I had been attending a church where my girlfriend was going, who was Luann. And they actually taught about being born again. And I scratched my head, born again. And one night I was driving home from her home, and I turned on the radio, and there was a man talking about Jesus. And he started saying things, and I started asking questions out loud, and he started answering them. I was like, is this guy sitting next to me? And I'd ask another question, and he would answer it. And this was going on and on. And somewhere around Brookerville, on my way home from Mannheim to Ephrata, he said these words from Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. And I said, Jesus, I'm not just opening the door. I'm kicking it down. I need you. And I was born again in my car on 322, going back home to Ephrata. Never to be the same again. And when I got home, I got my Bible out, blew the dust off the top of it, and started reading it, and I really understood it for the first time. I was like, wow. I had the author living in me to help me for the first time. And I was truly free for the first time. So, that was my first real encounter with Jesus. And with any encounter with Jesus, our lives will be forever changed. Remember Paul in the 2 Corinthians 5:17, and this was read already. It's interesting how we repeat things, and I never planned this. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The old Mike was gone. There was now a new Mike, a new creation, a new person, forgiven, cleansed, and free. Praise God. And you know, every time we gather here on a Sunday morning is another opportunity for us to encounter Jesus. It probably is not going to be your first encounter, but with every encounter with Jesus, our trajectory is changed a little bit. Every single time, and it keeps changing the direction of our lives. I had to think about Paul's encounter with Jesus when he found his freedom. He was Saul at the time, persecuting Christians on his way to Damascus to round some more up. And he had an encounter with Jesus, didn't he? And the greatest persecutor of Christians became the greatest evangelist probably to ever live. And he was forever changed. And in fact, his name was changed from Saul to Paul. And God ended up using him to write almost nearly half of the New Testament because he encountered Jesus. So, freedom, yes. It's a wonderful thing. There is freedom in Christ. For freedom in Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. And Jesus said to the Pharisees, "You know, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And he answered him, "We're the offspring of Abraham, and we have never been enslaved to anybody." I mean, hello, weren't they in Egypt for a couple of years? I mean, I don't get this, you know, why they talk like this. But Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in a house forever, but the son remains forever. And if the son sets you free, you are free indeed." Awesome, isn't it? So, just know, Jesus loves you. I know you know that, but you need to be reminded. And has made provisions for our freedom. The initial freedom and freedom, continued freedom throughout our lives. It's a beautiful thing that we serve such a wonderful Savior. So no matter what you've done, no matter what problems you've had or have, just call out to Jesus. He wants you to walk in freedom. And he too will transform you and keep transforming me, and we'll receive his joy, his peace, and his love, and we'll be able to share that with others who need to walk in freedom. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this nation. We thank you for the freedoms that we have been given in this nation. Thank you for the freedom to be able to worship you openly, to just say the name of Jesus and sing it as loud as we want for all the world to hear. What a great privilege. We thank you for that freedom, Lord. But we thank you for the freedom that we receive through Christ and his ultimate sacrifice on the cross. What a wondrous thing. Thank you that you loved us so much that you sent your only son to pay the price that we needed, that we deserved to pay. Thank you so much. Thank you for the people that are learning to know freedom through the work of YWAM with Austin and Janelle and others in YWAM all around the world. Just thank you so much for that ministry. Thank you for their testimony this morning of your faithfulness and your goodness. We just pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Praying for Austin and Janelle, so let's... we'll get two seats here and have you guys come. If your kids want to join us, that'd be great if they...